There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details. There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Thanks for all the texts and phone calls today. You can always chime in for the third hour at 402-464-5685. We heard from Murray and Sanderson for
Thank you for calling in today. Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
Really enjoyed that. Yeah,
enjoyed that.
And Sanderson, keep us up to date on how that goes.
Yes.
Yes, keep us up to speed on what's going on there.
We need that for sure. Yes. By the way, the mill's kind of full right now.
I was just going to say.
It's kind of a busy start to the day over
things
there.
The Valentine's vibe is real. I mean, it's going on.
The coffee shop is packed.
Yeah, which is, coffee shop is romantic. Yeah.
It can be.
I see that. Yes.
You can make anything romantic.
Yeah.
Almost anything.
Not really.
What is it, Jake?
I just said people were happy with Dr. Love today. They liked
it. I loved it.
Dr. Bill, Dr. Love.
I just think next time we do this, we could do it every day. Have the intro music be Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love.
Kiss.
Yeah. The Kiss song, Jake.
We could do that. Yeah. Yes. Rico had a good point when he walked in. He said he was hoping that when you were describing Manchester by the Sea, that you got the answer wrong because you're so confident in it. This movie was incredible. He was hoping you had the wrong answer. You did not.
There was a part of me that was like, okay, I hope I get this one right. No, it was a striking movie. It was very striking. Very depressing.
I've never seen it before. I have no comment on it.
I don't think it's for
everybody. I want to watch depressing shows.
I don't think it's for everybody. Yeah. It was cinematic brilliance.
And
so
also,
you do want to watch that.
And one of the questions was about casualties of war. And someone says, how do you guys not know that? Great movie. Tell Bill that movie will change his life. That was a Sean Penn and Michael J. Fox movie.
Casualties of War.
Yep,
okay.
From 1989.
Sounds great.
I'll tell you.
No, I'm not going to push back
on
that.
And you saw this movie.
Yes, I did. You know why these are great movies? Because these actors are incredible. Out of the Furnace had both Woody Harrelson. Okay, you can imagine how much I liked. Have you heard of the movie Out of the Furnace?
Yes.
It was both
Christian Bale.
It was and Casey Affleck and Woody Harrelson.
Whoa.
Now that is a hardcore movie. I don't know that I recommend it to Bill. It's not really his type. It's hardcore from the opening scene to the closing scene. It's rough to watch. Woody Harrelson is, I mean, he does not play a, I don't even want to say what he plays. It's rough, but it's an incredible movie. Out of the Furnace, it is.
I have not seen that movie.
Yeah, you should.
Putting that as one of the questions.
Do not watch it with your wife.
Okay.
It's not the movie you want to watch with your.
It's not
wife.
Not a Valentine's movie.
No, not today.
Stay away from the Furnace today.
Stay with Hallmark. Stay with Hallmark today.
Today,
are you going to do that today?
By Hallmark, if I watch them.
Oh God.
It'll be snowing.
It'll be
someplace in some Montana mountain town.
It's always the same place.
It's always the same place. It's always the same. Everything's a bunch of shops that are very quaint. Yes.
It's very easy to cast that.
Yeah. Everything is nice.
Everything is nice. Everything.
Everything. Everything is clean.
Nobody ever is in sweatpants walking around.
No.
No, not at all.
No stains on the shirt.
No.
Nobody's disheveled.
No.
What do you got here, Jim?
Now, you wrote about this, Sip. I know what? You're aware of this. I don't have audio of it, but...
Oh, hold on. Let me get to this.
So there, Scott Frost, of course, former Nebraska coach, UCF current head coach, was at had a press conference this week. I think it was it Wednesday or Thursday he spoke?
It was whenever I was gone. Wednesday.
Wednesday he spoke.
Okay.
And just, you know, kind of a... you know,
State of the Union.
Yeah, State of the Union, in between signing day and spring football. And there was some comments about the relationship with the current AD and comparing it to his previous place, Sip.
Yes.
You were aware of this. He said...
yes, I got it right
He said,
here.
It's great to have an AD in his current one, Terry Mohajir. It's a hard one to say.
You got it.
That's, quote, on my side and working alongside me, end quote, was what he said about the new AD, which is going to be the case when he hires you.
Here's what he said. This is just within his post-signing day, pre-spring update press conference a lot of coaches have. You got most of it. Terry's been great, he said, of his current AD. I'm so grateful to have an AD that's on my side and working alongside me. When you're in the other situation, it's really difficult and it's really debilitating, to be honest with you. When you feel like you're working and you don't have somebody right there alongside you. So he's talking about Trev Alberts. He said, Terry and I are on the same page. He's trying to give us everything that he can to be successful. It's a good partnership. I'm grateful to him. It was a thinly veiled shot at Trev Alberts. But this is where the discussion becomes a discussion, because it's not that simple. When Trev Alberts took the job in July of 2021, Frost was 12-20.
A little different.
I mean, it became pretty clear to me, and I was somewhat directly involved. I mean, Frost wouldn't mind me saying it. Frost called me after his first meeting with Alberts. It didn't go well. I don't think, and Bill knows, Bill's in the business. Sometimes ADs get hired and they have it already in their mind. This isn't going to work. I'll try to give him a shot. But I was convinced from the very start that this wasn't going to work. Alberts was not. He deducted his pay immediately. He cut his pay largely right out of the gate. So there's a bad sign right out of the gate. But Frost, what I would say to Frost is, come on, man, you were 12-20 when Trev took over. Any boss in it, like, I just think in that position, the AD can't get too cozy with you, because there might have to be a tough decision, right?
Yeah, like I said.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. Like I said, that does, in the end, like I said, when your record is still what it is, except was it 12-20?
It was 12-20.
It probably is going to start off, I would still have to think it was fairly positive. You would think from the start, but you said the...
Fairly. I'll give you fairly.
But you said it wasn't, though. Like I said, the first meeting, you
not great.
You and said it wasn't great.
No. It wasn't great. It was tough out of the gate.
Because I would say this, if the AD is saying, hey, just FYI, we got to win some games. Well, I think the head coach was well aware of that. They were 12-20, and the assistants should have, you know, obviously were aware of that. I wasn't here at that time.
No, you weren't
But I'm sure they were all very aware. I don't think anybody's walking around going, "Hey, we're 12-20, but we're good." I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was very tense at that time across the board.
100.
And then anytime you do, that's always the comment forever. When all of a sudden you get an AD that didn't hire you
right
away, that comes up with every hire.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter what hire it is, right? You know, right off the bat.
This was the way I compare it, Jake, Bill, is this was It was like Eichhorst Pelini relationship right out of the gate. The difference was Bo was winning. Bo never won fewer than 9 games. And so that was more of an awkward situation. It was really awkward. It was incredibly awkward for Bo. Frost should have known, I don't care who they hire as AD, it's going to be a little tense right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Because we're 12-20. And because we haven't played well.
Should be tense.
Yeah.
Well, understand that.
They haven't played well. I mean, it didn't look like a particularly well-coached team. Not terrible. They were playing teams close. And I always thought, now people are going to say, yeah, you weren't hard on Frost. Well, I wasn't that hard on him because for one thing, the time to get hard on him was going to be the year he got fired, and they fired him three games in.
Yeah.
So it was obviously not going in the right direction. But right away, you got to remember, Albert's chopped into his salary right out of the gate. So I'm sure Frost didn't like that. No. Who would?
Yeah, nobody would.
Right.
No.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Right. Yeah. So that, it makes sense. And I guess, and then right now, of course, your partnership is incredible.
The guy hired you.
You're 0-0, you know, with that. And he's the one who hired him. So that's always going to be good. But I understand the feeling. I also get that side from Coach Frost of being of the thoughts and feelings that he had at the time when things were starting to, because he also went through a rough time, but there's some people, everybody had COVID, and it's hard to judge during COVID, but at the same time,
true,
everybody had COVID. It wasn't just, hey, the schools in the Midwest had COVID and the other schools didn't.
Right.
The entire country had it. And so in the gap to navigate that, everyone had to go through it. Everyone had to figure it out, and some did it better than others. That's just the way you look at it.
100. And there's a big boy element to this discussion, too. Not all of your bosses in this life want you to succeed. And that's just the way it is. And that's certainly the truth in sports. Now, do I think Albert's deep down wanted Frost to succeed? I don't. I mean, it's not really? Like, and I'm not, no, I'm not, no, I don't. I talked to Trev a lot. I think he was fair, though. If Frost would have gotten it going, I don't think Alberts would have just kept nitpicking, looking for reasons to fire him. I think he would have been fair in his assessments. But deep down, do I think there was a time I thought when they hired Trev, these guys are perfect. They're going to work perfect together. Look at these two ex-Huskers, tall, tough-looking dudes. This is going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. Quickly, though, I wrote a column of that nature. Stupidly, because it was not that long after where I was like, oh yeah, no, I've read this all wrong. this is not two guys arm in arm, you know, walking into the fray
during
together.
This time, did you interview Trev? Did you talk
oh yeah
to
a lot
so what was your feel from his side? And he's not going to say anything, you know.
No, he was diplomatic. Yeah, he's smart. Frost, yeah. Or excuse me, they're both smart, but Trev's a savvy administrator. Yeah. But you could tell. I mean, I'd have to go back and look at stuff I wrote. Yeah. But right away, he went into the salary. Yeah. So I mean, you kind of knew there. No, I mean, anybody that was following it, covering it, or following it, you knew right away it was probably going to be rough for Frost, and it was. But what I would say is, of course, it was.
Yeah,
it was a tough situation. I mean, he was 12, and I just keep reiterating, he was 12-20. It wasn't going well. I kind of understand where Trev was coming from.
Yeah, it would be hard just if you just talked across the board, any school of relevance, and then basically any Power Four school, it'll be hard pressed to get to 12-20.
Right.
Right.
That doesn't happen very often because 12-20, you don't survive. And there might be a school or someplace, might be some, but. It might be a, like I said, an Indiana / Purdue, some place that maybe just like, hey, we just can't do anything financially.
So it didn't matter who was the AD.
No, it doesn't.
Whoever stepped into it is going to be.
When it's 12-20, that if I was, if DeBoer goes 12-20,
and they hire a new AD,
yeah, they wouldn't even get. It wouldn't matter. No. Well, he wouldn't even be there at 12-20.
That's right. Why you're bringing up the fact when it was weird for Bo with I-Course. Like, you know, he was inherited winning. A successful program that was doing well. 9+ wins every year with Bo.
But I don't mind saying, you guys would agree with this, I think. They hired I-Course. It was not they. It was Harvey Perlman. Mm. Harvey Perlman hired I-Course to fire Bo. Yeah. Short of, and Bo knew it, short of winning 11, I mean, I always remember the, hey, guys, no large purchases. Short of winning 10 or 11 or 12, they knew it. They knew they were in trouble. I mean, it's not much different than Frank and Steve Peterson. Frank wouldn't mind me saying, right away, he knew there was trouble. It was always a very interesting period because the state was celebrating the arrival of Steve Peterson. The North Platte boy comes home from Pitt. It was a big celebration. Yeah.
He was here as GM / recruiting coordinator through a couple national championships.
Right. Yeah. So there was celebration. Yeah. Behind the scenes, though, on the coaching staff, no celebration. It was not celebration. It was, oh, God, this is trouble. So it happens. You see it. And that's what the situation was with Trevin Frost. It wasn't much different, except the difference was Frank was winning at a pretty high level, as was Bo. Frost wasn't. I just don't feel for him much on this. It's a tough game that he's in.
Yes.
And he knows that if you're 12 and 20, no matter who the boss is, they're probably not going to throw all of their support behind you and say, hey, you got this no matter what. Don't worry about me. Now, I can't do that.
Because I don't think any budgets were cut, were they? I know you said that, but I wasn't like, also why the FYI recruiting, we're cutting budgets.
Wasn't that. Oh, and just this, the head coach's salary.
It wasn't really that. No, it was, they docked him for performance, basically.
And so you still have a chance. We have a chance to still continue to coach, and you have a chance. So, like I said, the whole thing is a tough situation, especially when it's a former player that's your head coach that has happened. But there's some places where that's happened in the past, and it's taken off. You know, Alabama's one. Shula was the head coach there, former quarterback at Alabama, and dad, one of the iconic NFL coaches ever. And then after he departed it is down the line a ways, but Alabama's did pretty well.
Yep.
At that. So did pretty well to be able to have that. It's just a tough thing all around.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, just don't like it. Like I said, you don't like any of those things for Coach Frost.
I feel for him. I feel for him to a certain extent. He knows the game he's in. If you have a 12-20 record, what way to put it, Jake, he's had a short leash.
Yeah.
He's got a
short leash. Like I said, most places, you can name off the school. I mean,
Auburn.
Vanderbilt, you missed. Auburn, no chance. No chance you're ever 12-20. There's no chance. Mississippi State, probably not. They had 1 year they fired their guy.
Yep.
Exactly. They had a guy for 1 year.
I hate to be cold, but that's kind of the game you're in, right?
Yeah. If after that, if it ever happened, if you're an assistant coach and it's like 12-20, you guys get let go, it wouldn't be like your arms wouldn't be flailing.
No.
I get where it's at right now.
So in a sense, go ahead, Jake.
Genghis on YouTube says, this is a bad look for Frost, in my opinion. Should have just left this alone.
I agree.
Not brought up your previous encounters.
I agree. Don't do the thing where you play poor me. I mean, don't deflect on this. This is not, I mean, as much as, Trev's become pretty unpopular, but this isn't the reason.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. And then also, he has an incredible job. He's at UCF in the Big 12. Sometimes you don't rebound with a job of like
totally
that.
Agree.
You end up at a group of five or some place where you're trying to kind of rebuild yourself. He ends up with a place where they have incredible talent within the state. They're in the Big 12 now, so they're not. South Florida's not. They're not in a Power Four. They are. So they could right away. That was always this. South Florida and UCF, they were viewed as, they're not the same. One's in the Big 12 now. And also they have like 75,000 students.
Yeah.
And they fill their stadium.
He's in a good situation.
He's won there before.
And you're living in Orlando. I mean, so there's a lot of, the pluses, the places you might have ended up at trying to go and rebuild and do this. I would much rather someone said, hey, 2 years ago, whatever it would have been, you want to go to UCF? You want to go to Colorado?
UCF.
I'm taking UCF every single time.
Frost said there's no other place he would have wanted to take another head coaching job, which I can see that. It was hard. We've made it clear. It was hard for him to leave UCF the first time around. It was really hard for him. I mean, I remember talking to Frost during that period, and what you're saying about recruiting is exactly it, especially skill position talent.
Yeah, and then at that time there was there was no NIL and those things going, so it was even easier. Not easier. It's still always recruiting is always hard, but it was easier because they weren't people weren't taking players from you. They were in a, you know, at that point in time, some of those players they had, do they keep them all now? I mean, if that team that he had went undefeated.
When they beat Auburn?
Yeah, when they had that undefeated team. Do you think all those guys, they probably do, but because
maybe not
the,
all of them.
The year before they were 6-7, right? Yeah. And then they, yes, then they had the undefeated year. So I don't know if they would have got poached a lot, but boys of potential, that's for sure.
When we come back, we'll have a Trip from Computer Hardware. Is Tech Time with Trip?
Triptastic.
And guess, guess who's here?
Look who walked in.
Young Ben is in the building. We'll catch up with Young Ben
There's
at the
There's no asthma there. He's moving around fast.
Tech Time with Trip next on an early break on the Ticket.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.